now it's time to talk to the editor of that great little pocket-sized all-colour guides. And we have Jodie Morford, who is the editor, and she's going to bring us up to date with what's happening in Moreton Bay. Good morning, Jodie.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you want to tell us what's happening, so go ahead, please.
Sure do. We've got some great events for May to share with your listeners today, so let's get into it. If boot scooting is your thing, and even if it isn't, get ready for some toe-tapping action at the Boot Scooting Bash on the 9th of May. Whether you're a line dancing pro or a newbie looking to learn a few moves, head along for a night full of dancing fun, as well as delicious food trucks, exciting games, and there are also some awesome prizes to be won. The event is being held at the Morayfield Sports and Events Centre, and you'll find all the links for tickets and all the information in this month's Caboolture Guide. The Caboolture Historical Village are again presenting their Heritage Day weekend. This will be their third annual event, and it will be held on the 17th and 18th of May. This year, we will include some really special features as they incorporate the Pine Rivers Historic Machinery Restoration Society Machinery Rally as well. And members from the Queensland Colonial Association will be providing reenactments and adding some colonial colour to the event, making it a wonderful day out for the whole family. And don't miss the spectacular grand parade at 1 p.m. on both days. Saturday will be the main day for most exhibitors, with motoring and machinery the main focus on the Sunday. And if you see our beautiful cover in this month's edition, you'll know that it's all about the Abbey Medieval Festival. And tickets have now gone on sale for that. So don't forget to grab those before they sell out. We've also got a lovely recipe with thanks to the CWA Waddles branch, and also crosswords, movie review, and a comprehensive gig guide so that you can plan your whole month's worth of entertainment for the whole family. And the May edition of the Caboolture Guide will be hitting stands in the community from Friday, which is just in time to grab it and plan the events for the weekend.
Jodie, thank you very much for that. And we're always excited to see that hit the streets. And listeners, that was Jodie Morford. She is the editor of the guides, keeping our community connected. And you can catch it again on the 101.5 website if you desire. Thank you very much, Jodie. Look forward to look forward to talking to you again next month.
Thank you so much, Rosemary. Have an amazing day.
Thank you.